kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Marami sa mga tao ang napilitang manatili sa bahay dahil sa mga sunod-sunod na lockdown sa kasagsagan ng pandemya. Dahil dito, nakaugalian na ng karamihan ang sedentary lifestyle o ang laging nakaupong pamumuhay. Himok ngayon ng Royal Australian College of General Practitioners o RACGP ang aktibong lifestyle, kaya nakipag-partner sila sa grupong Parkrun Australia upang suporta ng mga GP sa bansa sa pagtugon laban sa mga sakit. Bilang isang doktor, alam ni Patrick Daly ang kalagahan ng pisikal na ehersisyo.
Physical activity has got a wealth of evidence to show that you can reduce the risk of diabetes, you can control your blood sugars better, you can reduce your blood pressure, but also just improve your mental well-being.
Maaring magdulot ng masamang epekto sa kalusugan ang isang sedentary lifestyle. Lumabas sa opisyal na datos ng pamahalaan na pumalo sa 6% ang kakulangan ng ehersisyo ng mga tao na naging sanhi ng mga sakit na tulad ng cancer.
Almost half of working age adults spend most of their day in their working day sitting anyway. So sedentary life is a 21st century problem. So even when you add the pandemic on top of that, the increase restrictions that people have had on the ability to move and get out there has grown.
Inirekomenda ngayon ni Dr. Daly sa kanyang pasyente ang pagsali sa mga park run. Ang park run ay isang libreng aktibidad para sa komunidad kada linggo na ginaganap sa buong mundo. May 5 kilometrong pagtakbo kada Sabado at 2 kilometro tuwing linggo. Ngunit karamihan sa mga sumasali ay nais lamang makakilala din ng mga bagong kaibigan, habang iba naman ay nagbobolontaryo bilang staff ng park run. Isa si Dr. Daly sa mga aktibo dito.
The beauty of park run is that it's always there whenever I need it. Because there are days when I'm working on Saturday or life gets in the way and you do other things. Park run is all about well-being and inclusivity. With the added benefit that you get to strengthen the community as well, so you actually engage community spirit, and GPs are very much in the community. That's where we work, that's where we engage with our patients, so I think they go together really well.
Kamakailan ay nagsanib puwersa ang Royal Australian College of General Practitioners at Parkrun Australia. Si Dr. Michelle Redford ay isang GP na nakabase sa Newcastle at isang health at well-being ambassador ng Parkrun Australia. Aniya, ang pakikipagpares nila ay bahagi ng malawak na social prescribing effort kung saan papahintulutan ng mga GP na i-prescribe ang park run sa kanilang mga pasyente upang mapabuti ang kanilang kalusugan.
As GPs, when we prescribe medication, we need to know quite a lot about the medication, you know, before we recommend it to our patients. And I think it's the same with social prescribing. We need to have an understanding of what the patient's experience might be. And that's where the Parkrun Practices Initiative comes in.
Ayon kay Dr. Karen Price, presidente ng College of GPs, ng mga inisyatibo ng libreng ehersisyo para sa komunidad na tulad ng Parkrun ay napakahalaga para sa mga hindi abot kaya ang mamahaling aktibidad para sa kalusugan.
This is a gradient of access. So those people who've got who live in better off suburbs and have more disposable income are able to support those health activities with disposable money. But those people who are really struggling, disability people, people on pensions, really struggle to pay for those activities. And so we really look around for solutions that are tailored to that person's circumstances, both health-wise and financial-wise.
Diin ni Dr. Redford, hindi lamang ang mga pisikal na benepisyo ng parkrun ang dahilan kung bakit popular ito sa komunidad.
Parkrun can help with some of the social determinants of health. So we know that loneliness leads to worse health outcomes. We know that physical inactivity is a major issue for our population. And we know that improving those things can improve people's health. And that's where parkrun comes in, because it's not really about the running. It's more about connection and having something regular to go to and either volunteering or walking and getting involved, whilst also having the opportunity to move outside every Saturday morning.
Dagdag ni Dr. Price, sa pamamagitan din ng parkrun, muling makakasalamuhan ng mga tao ang kanilang lokal na komunidad, 2 taon matapos ang mga strictong lockdown.
You know, you can pick your level of participation. You can run, you can walk, you can crawl, you can just participate as a volunteer or as a spectator. So, but it brings everyone in your local community down to a free organized event. So, what a fantastic initiative after the sort of, you know, the doom and gloom of COVID and the world news, and, you know, let's focus on our communities and getting back active again and focusing on what, you know, on the local things that really matter to us.
Ang mga impormasyon sa ulat ay gabay lamang. Para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, mainam na kumonsulta sa inyong GP o doktor. Laging tandaan na ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.